Bill Guyther came from all the way from North Carolina over to Charleston, South Carolina last weekend to be the speaker at our Super Saturday. He also came in early to do a Q&A dinner the night before. And largely because of the phenomenal job he did there, we just, as Frank and I talked, and we said, we've got to share this guy's training with the entire organization, not just the group we have here in Charleston.
He may have single-handedly made one of the biggest impacts in our organization here that anybody I've ever seen.
As early as last night,
I mean, people were still talking about that training.
That's right.
And how impactful it was. That was unbelievable.
Yes, and I want you to know that he is a regional manager in the state of North Carolina. He has personally written over 4,000 memberships. His team has written over 21,000 memberships. His best day has been 17,000. He combines doing group sales with building a phenomenal team. His best month has been $25,000 in income. And here's something very significant. We all track and have a report that shows us what percentage of our new associates do get Fast Start qualified. And I want you to know that Mr. Geiser...
And that's the key to the whole growth of the business.
It really is. It's very significant.
I mean, that is it. If you can get that many people qualified, then everybody goes up.
Exactly. And Mr. Bill Geiser has one of the highest, in fact, it may be the highest percentage of Fast Start qualifications going on in his organization. Largely because of the simple system that he put in place. He's very system-driven. He's a sales background, and I want him to tell you his story. Also, Bill, please share with everybody what you shared at the Q&A about how you really took off a couple years. I mean, this is a business where you can take a detour or a rest stop and come back full force, and he had good reason to take that rest stop. I think I would have done it too. But anyway, I don't want to steal his thunder. Everybody, this is our very good friend, Mr. Bill Geiser.
You there, Bill?
Thank you so much, Teresa and Frank. And I really appreciate it, the opportunity to be on your call. And want to thank you graciously for inviting me down to Charleston. I had a phenomenal time. And I'm glad to hear that we may have helped some people get going in the right direction. And it's just such an honor to be asked to work with the likes of you guys and your organization. And I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate it. And, you know, I did. I'm really just now getting back in the saddle. About 3 years ago, I got up one morning and I had a $3,000 deposit from Legal Shield that we did not, the night before, have enough business show up to support that. And I was really torn on, you know, where did that money come from? And, you know, should I call corporate and say anything about it? Because, I mean, let's face it, it's $3,000. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, going back and forth, I did call corporate at the end of the day and said, hey, listen, I think you guys, you know, may have paid me a little bit too much money. And they kind of laughed and they said, well, let's take a look here and see what you got going on. And the lady that I was talking to said, you know what, hang on a second. And she put me on hold. And the next thing I know, Melanie Lawson is on the phone. If you don't know who Melanie Lawson is, she's the one that really, you know, handles the compensation plan and residuals and all that stuff. And she got on the phone and she said, I understand, Bill, that you think we may have paid you just a little too much money. And I said, well, you know, there's a $3,000 deposit that showed up and I'm not really sure where it came from. And she said, well, congratulations to you, Bill. That's your first residual check. And I said, my residual check? And she said, yeah. She said, last night your book of business earned out. And I said, well, what does that really mean? And she said, well, it means that you now have more coming in residual income, you know, people paying for their membership every month, than you do in new business that you're writing right now. And I was like, really? And she said, yeah. So I said, and that was like May the 11th, I believe it was. And so the rest of that month, I kind of just sat back and I didn't touch it. I wanted to see what was going to happen. And between May the 11th and the end of May, you know, they paid me almost $7,000. Almost $6,000. And the next month I kind of was watching it. And again, you know, over $6,000, almost $7,000. And I was just like, I was in awe. I was like, this is unreal. But let me just say this about residual income. You don't get residual income until you get residual income. Because we've all heard it. We've all, you know, heard the stories at the Legal Shield briefings and the trainings about the residual income. And I'd heard it for years and years and years. I mean, I just celebrated my 12th year with Legal Shield this past November, last month. So, you know, I've heard it and heard it and heard it. But when it happened, when all of a sudden it was there, it was like, wow, I got $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month coming in, no matter what, no matter whether I do anything or no matter whether anybody on the team does anything or whatever the case may be. And I really took my foot off the gas. I mean, I was somebody that, you know, up to that point, I was personally writing, you know, 40, 50 memberships a month by myself. You know, we've had months the team's written, you know, 600 plus memberships in a month. And, you know, at that point I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I started taking my foot off the gas a little bit, and I started doing the things that, you know, we always talk about at the Legal Shield meetings. You know, I started coaching my daughter's ball teams and her swim team and her softball team and her soccer team and her basketball team. And we started going on vacations, and I started, you know, helping at her school and, you know, doing all the things that we all want to do in life, because now all of a sudden I could do that. And I did that for about 3 years, you know, to be honest with you. Now, don't get me wrong, I never quit. I never missed a weekly meeting. I never missed Performance Club. I've been in Performance Club now for, I don't even know, 125 consecutive months or something like that. You know, so I never, you know, I always did the basics, but I just didn't have that drive and all the high end numbers that I had prior to that. Now, I'm nobody's fool. I understood when all of a sudden MidOcean showed up and I heard there was a $650 million check being written. That got my attention. I said, hey, I got to, you know, find out what's going on here. And, you know, I never miss conventions or anything, but I went to the convention the first time right after that announcement to find out what I could find out there, and took every opportunity I could to meet Rip Mason or meet Alan Fernley and, you know, really just start finding out what's going on. And quite frankly, this Dallas convention that we had this past September, you know, I went to it, and I told my wife before I went, I said, you know, if what's about to happen here, if what I think is about to happen here is about to happen here, you just need to know that, you know, I'm going to be going back to work. And sure enough, I came back from Dallas and had to have that conversation with my wife and my daughter that, hey, you know, daddy's got to go back to work now. And we really just have been on it ever since then and going after it and, you know, going to the events and learning as much as I can and taking as much of it in as I can and trying to understand, you know, where the company is going. I'm going to tell you guys, honestly, I mean, I believe that the opportunity that we have here is one like we'll never see again in our lifetime. You know, if you think of the things that are very common to us today, things like, you know, life insurance or auto insurance or homeowners or health or anything like that, historically, without any exception, every time something's become unaffordable for us as a society, something like this has come along to bridge that gap, and it just becomes common to us. I mean, that's why we have those products. And we're at that point right now where, you know, people can't afford attorneys. People can't afford identity theft issue. And Legal Shield, our company that we're a part of, is the only company out there that has a real, true answer to those issues. And it's going to be just as common in people's households as any of those other insurance products that are out there. Now, here's the way I see it is, you know, I could get involved in life insurance today or any of those other industries and work hard and make a good living, maybe even make six figures. However, the fortunes in those industries have already been made. The fortunes are already over with. You know, the fortunes here are just now getting ready to be made. Even though some people have already made fortunes, we still are just getting started. I mean, think about this. You know, yes, we have 1.4 million families on the books right now. That's exciting. That's something to be proud of. However, you flip that coin over, that means that there's 98.5 million families in the United States alone, not even counting Canada, that don't have our service yet. You know, that's a pretty open market. You know, for somebody that comes from a marketing point of view and a marketing background, that's a pretty wide open market. And my personal goal for the organization that we're putting together, and I'm already planting the seeds for that and getting the buy-in for it, but our goal is to put together a team of people that goes out and protects 1 million, just 1 million of that existing 98.5 million families that don't have our service. We intend to and will get 1 million of those customers on the books. Now, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how you cut that, if your residual income is $1 a month on 1 million customers, that's $1 million a month. Now, what if it's only 50 cents? That's still $500,000 a month. Now, where in the world are you going to find an opportunity like that besides here? I just don't see it. So I'm just working as hard as I can right now. You know, we're diligently after it. We're working the recruiting side. I mean, I feel like I kind of major in group and I minor in recruiting. I work group during the day. I recruit, you know, I meet people during the day. And when I have time and I'm not doing group during the day, I'll do some phone work and stuff. But in the evenings and the weekends, I do a lot of the recruiting side of it. You know, people say things to me like, well, Bill, what do you really specialize in? And my answer to that question is simply this: getting people to sign by the X. Well, what for? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You know, it could be a small business plan. It could be a family plan. It could be an ID theft plan. It could be a group. They're signing up on a gold card. You know, they might be wanting to become an associate. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Whatever I can find that's going to fit, and that's the beauty of what we do, is it's going to fit anywhere. We have something that's going to fit anywhere, no matter what. So that's what I specialize in, is just getting people to sign by the X. And, you know, right now I would encourage everybody to take this more serious than you ever have, because it's going to happen and it's going to blow by us, and all of a sudden there's going to be just a cloud of smoke, and when that settles, you're going to be one of two people. You're going to be the one that made it happen and capitalized on it, or you're going to be the one going, what happened? How did I miss that? How did it get by? And guys, you don't want to be the ones telling your kids or your grandkids years from now, yes, I was involved with Legal Shield, but I didn't take it serious, and we kind of missed it. And that's what's happening right now. So, you know, we're working diligently, you know, putting lines in the water. And I said it when I was in Charleston that, you know, we're putting lines in the water. Yes, that's great. But we're working on weaving those lines into nets so we can catch as much of this business as we possibly can. And the way I see that you weave your lines in the water into nets is through the Performance Club. You know, you start getting the lines that are in the water producing, and all of a sudden they're going to start coming together, and you're going to have a net out there ready to catch everything that you want to catch. So I know you guys have a big event coming up in Myrtle Beach, you know, January 3rd through the 6th, and I can't stress enough how important it is to be at that event, especially right now. I mean, you know, Steve Melia would say, you know, this is an event that's coming up that if you got brain surgery scheduled that weekend, you should reschedule it. You know, that's how important this event is. You want to be at that event, and you want to be there with as many people as you possibly can, and you want to be ready to take notes, and you want to be ready to put that into play. You know, pay attention, guys, because if you don't, we're going to miss this, and I don't wish that on anybody. And, you know, some of the simple things that I do just to keep introducing the service and the opportunity to people is they asked me when I was in Charleston, you know, what tools do you like to use? And, you know, I'm a big sizzle call guy. I love to use the sizzle calls because I learned early on that, you know, we are in the sorting business, and it's, you know, with professionals sort and amateurs convince. So I learned about sorting. I also, when I got started, was broke because I was unemployed, so I didn't have any money to really go out and buy, 100 DVDs and just haphazardly go give those away. So I learned that sizzle calls were free. So I learned to use the sizzle call system, and it really is a pretty simple system. And I say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and it's pretty simple, and I'll just share it with you. And I know that Frank and Teresa, I think, wrote all this down when I was down there. Maybe they can email it out to you or something. But, you know, if I'm talking to Frank and we're talking about an opportunity, I'm just going to, you know, maybe build a little rapport with him. Then I'm just going to say, hey, Frank, listen, here's what I'd like to do. Instead of me babbling on about this, I have about 3.5 minutes worth of information that I'd like to listen to with you. Is that okay? And Frank's likely going to say yes. And I'm going to say, great, hang on a second. I'm going to turn it on. We'll talk right after, okay? And he'll say, yep. So I'll turn it on. We'll listen to it together. I do like to conference them into the sizzle call, so that way I know they listen to it. When it's over, I always come back and I ask the same four questions. First question is, hey, Frank, are you still with me? Well, if Frank's on the line, what's he going to say? He's going to say, yep, I'm still here. I'm going to say, great, Frank, so were you able to hear it okay? Well, if he was still there, chances are he heard it okay, so he's probably going to say yes again. And I'm going to say, great, so what do you like best about what you heard so far? Now, guys, those two little words right there, so far, very important because they imply something. They imply that there's more to come. So, Frank, what do you like best about what you heard so far? He's going to say the money or the service or whatever. Whatever he says, I'm just going to agree with him that that's one of the things I like best, too. And I'm not lying because whatever he says is going to be one of the things I like best. So he's going to tell me whatever he likes best, and I'm going to agree with that. And then I'm just going to say, so does it interest you enough, Frank, that you'd like to get some more information? Now, guys, this was a big one for me. It took me a long time to figure this one out. because I had a hard time getting to that three-way call. Man, it was so hard. You know, I tried the, well, let me introduce you to my business partner, or let me introduce you to my executive director, or let me see if I can get my partner on the phone or whatever. And, you know, more often than not, people would say, no, I'm not ready for that, or I'm going to think about it, or don't you have something you can send me, or whatever. You know, but I knew it was important to get to that three-way call. You know, I come from the car business, and if you've ever gone and bought a car, you know, you go out and the salesman comes out and his job is to try and get you to drive that car, and you say, no, we're just looking. Then he goes in, he comes back out with his manager. His manager, however, gets you to drive the car. The manager probably didn't say anything different than the salesman did, but why do you drive the car this time? It's because of the third party. That's what happened. So I understood the power of third party, and I knew I needed to get to it, and this is how I did it. When I asked Frank, so does it interest you enough that you'd like to get some more information, and he says, yes, it does, then I just say this. Okay, Frank, hang on 1 second. I'm going to grab one of my directors, and we're going to find something that fits into your schedule. And I'm going to tell you guys, I don't think I have ever gone through that process and had somebody say, no, that's not okay. Because I don't really ask them if it's okay. I tell them, hang on, and we're going to find somebody that can give us something that's coming up that's going to fit into your schedule. So it looks like now I'm just reaching out to somebody else to find something that's going to help them. And it takes all the pressure off. And I don't think I've ever missed a three-way call. So again, real quick, it's just, you know, Frank, I'd like to listen to this with you. Is that okay? Frank's going to say yes. And then when it's over, are you still with me? Yes. Were you able to hear it okay? Yes. Great. What do you like best about what you heard so far? I like the membership. Yep, me too. So does it interest you enough that you'd like to get some more information? Yes. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to grab one of my directors, and we're going to find something that fits into your schedule. And then I get to the three-way call. And now I'm all done, really, because now it's the expert's job to find what the next best step is for that person. And I love that because it's something that I can teach a new associate. So when I bring on a new associate today, I mean, I still do PBRs and all that stuff, but basically I sit down with them and we make their list, and I go, now here's your job. Your job is to get 20 people to listen to this sizzle call. And anybody that listens to this sizzle call, for you to get credit for that, needs to talk to me. And I just tell them those things that I just told you, and we're focused on fast start qualifying, and you know, we're up about 48% associates are fast start qualified now, so, and it's working. So I'm excited about it. I'm more excited about this company and this opportunity than I have ever been, and I think it's time for us all right now to take a good look at ourselves in the mirror and really ask ourselves, what do we want and what are we willing to do to get it? So hopefully I didn't take too much time, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I'll throw the call back over to you, Frank and Teresa.
That was awesome, Bill. And I tell you, these are, yeah, Frank is saying, this is dynamic. He was shaking his head the whole time you're talking because, you know, things just happen for a reason. And you being here in Charleston, this information really impacted everybody there. Your story, number one, because residual income, to some people, they think it's not real. They say, no, it can't be. It's too good to be true. Well, you've experienced it. And, of course, we look at our commission.
Matter of fact,
report.
Our day, the other day was $3,000 a day, too.
Yeah, one day last week it was. Yeah, in one day. So, you know, we know it's true. And so for the new people on the line tonight, y'all need to know there's a happy, happy future for you here if you treat seriously like many people do. And then, Bill, the way that you are doing that three-way call, I'll tell you something that I like about it. It is 100%
teachable.
Well, it's teachable, yes, because we can write those questions down and teach it very easily. But it's also very clear and very authentic to what we are doing. Because when you say, when you ask that question, does it interest you enough that you'd like to get more information, that's really the purpose of the sizzle call, to sort out the people who want more information. So that is so in line with the truth of what we're doing in this process that I think that's one reason it's working so well for you. And then to say, I'm going to find one of my directors and we're going to find something that fits into your schedule so you can get that additional information, that's exactly what that call is for. So you have taken, you've just made it simple.
I think the implications of what he's done
uh-huh.
is what he's earned up to this time is nothing compared to what he's going to
earn. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And the reason is, if you think about what an extraordinary rate of percentage of people fast start qualifying. I mean, he's running, what, did you say 45%, Bill, something like that?
Yeah, it's like 47 and, you know, something, so close to 48%.
I mean, almost 50%.
Yeah, that's like a baseball player, you know, batting 300, but he's batting, yeah, you know, almost 50% here.
Yes.
His residual in the future is going to be something that he can't even imagine himself right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, the people on the phone, if you really get what he's saying, to uprank, you either doing membership or you're helping other people uprank. And when you can qualify almost 50% to get them to uprank, you're going to uprank. And when you do that and you get those, you turn those lines into nets, like he said, and that's, you know, everybody getting those 5 points a month, you're going to build a future that's unbelievable.
Great job, Mr. Bill Geither. Listen, I know how busy you are, and I know you've got a beautiful, wonderful family with kids and everything, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking time from your precious life to pour into our team on the call tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bill, you probably changed a lot of people's lives tonight. We really appreciate everything you did, buddy.
Yeah.
We're
top of the chart. We really
guys.
Appreciate
All right.
you.
Thank you so much.
So much.
Thank you.
All right.